Food is so important to culture, especially when it comes to religion. Many religions restrict what their followers can or can't eat, since so much of our social life and cultural identity is centered around food. This contributes so much to the formation of in-groups and out-groups, creating social separations. Some examples of religious dietary restrictions are the kosher and halal rules for Judaism and Islam, respectively. Kosher rules forbid eating certain kinds of meat, for example. In fact, an animal is only allowed to be eaten if it's a cow, sheep, deer, or their relatives. Pork is forbidden, as well as horse. Some parts of allowed animals are also forbidden, however. Those rules also forbid eating milk and meat together, and seafood which doesn't have scales. This means no shellfish or any crustaceans. This is just the tip of the iceberg, however. Kosher rules become more complicated depending on how strictly a person adheres to them. Halal is similar, forbidding to eat pork or to consume any alcohol. Animals must also be slaughtered in a specific way. Of course, there are other religions with dietary restrictions, such as Buddhism with its penchant for vegetarianism, for example, or Hinduism, which forbids eating cows, as that animal is considered sacred. It also encourages a vegetarian diet. For those two religions, vegetarianism is prescribed due to principles of non-violence. Christianity seems to be the one with the least restrictions, with some people following fast days and not eating meat on Fridays, making their meals fish-based instead.